Hi everybody, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your air sign messages for the month of May. Now these will be a general read, just an overall vibe for everyone. I'm going to pull a few for all the air signs, and then I'm going to pull some for each individual. All right, and this will be Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, all right? So, the air sign spirit. What can you tell me about the air signs in May, please? All right. So, right out of the deck here, we have the Three of Wands. All right. So, air signs, you are surveying your kingdom, so to speak. You're looking over. I'm not sure with a critical eye yet, but you're just surveying and observing what you have built in your kingdom. All right. So what's crossing the air sign spirit? What can you tell the air signs? Oh, thank you. And the Two of Pentacles. All right. Reversed. So making a decision is perhaps about this kingdom and where you are, would you like it to be, so on and so forth, but you're juggling here. There's a back and forth kind of energy here, all right? Now, the Three of Wands sometimes indicates travel, so maybe you are making a decision about traveling or moving, all right? Or moving in a new direction in your life, perhaps. So we're going to find out a little bit more. So Spirit, what can you tell the air signs? Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Are the challenges, the obstacles, the opportunities for growth, if you will. All right. So what are the challenges and what are the weaknesses, perhaps even, for the air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. For the month of May, please, what are those energies? What are those energies, Spirit, for the air signs in May, please? All right. Wow. Okay, thank you, Spirit. Well, you have the Ten of Wands reversed. Okay, so laying down a burden, okay, this is going to be a challenge for you. So that might mean making this final decision and choosing one thing over another, all right, especially if it was something that was a burden. Let's find out some more. What is going to be the strength? The helpers, the inspiration, the divine intervention, if you will. What is coming in to help the air signs? Thank you, Spirit. The King of Cups reversed. So usually, normally, this would be at a balance of emotions, but that's coming in as a weakness. So maybe that is showing you that because you have one foot in and one foot out of something, it's creating an imbalance and it's a burden to you. All right. It's throwing your emotions so far out of whack here. With the King of Cups reversed, that it's really becoming a burden that you need to let go, all right? Now, what is the advice, please? What is the advice, guidance, message of healing, warning even, for the star signs of Gemini, Libra, Aquarius? Thank you, Spirit. Well, you had two come out. And the advice is, oh, you have the Wheel of Fortune. So it is time to turn the wheel. It is time to complete a cycle. It is time to allow the death of something. So something fortunate can come in. All right. The Queen of Wands is positive and she's fiery and she's outspoken. So I think she's perfect for the job. All right. So this would be the energy, which is you anyway, air signs, Queen of Wands. You have a lot of wands in here. So some of this, a lot of this might play out in your mind. This is mental. But I do think that you are taking control of the situation. And you're going to close out a cycle here by making a decision. Right, something needs to be done so that your emotions can be balanced out. And that is what you're realizing in May. All right. You might not have even been realizing. It might have seemed like a small thing to you. But underneath that energy is it's undermining, the positive things that could be coming your way. All right. The things that the universe wants you to receive. All right. So, air signs, we're going to start with Gemini, and I'm going to ask Spirit, what would you tell Gemini? You're sitting down like friends. What advice would you give Gemini for May? All right. Thank you, Spirit. Well, you're a nice friend. We have three messages here. We have the Hanged Man, we have the Page of Swords. Reversed, okay, and the Seven of Pentacles reversed. Okay, so Gemini, your spirit friend is telling you that you're going to need you're going to need to evaluate, reevaluate, reassess the energy that's being put into this Page of Swords reversed. Okay. There's a need to look inward, not necessarily outward here. Even though you are surveying, in the previous reading, you were surveying your kingdom, so to speak. You weren't seeing it in a, perhaps in a balanced way. And now maybe you are because you're in the hangman position. So that's what you're doing right now. You are seeing things from a different perspective and realizing that you might have been investing in something that yeah, you're realizing that you've been investing in something that was maybe not in your highest good, all right? Because you were looking over, you were looking back over your shoulder. I see here. And as these cards fall, there's a progression. The Hangman, the Page of Swords reversed now is looking toward the Seven of Pentacles reversed. So yes, that is looking back at some investment of energy or time or love even that you've put into something, or even an idea or a belief that you thought was true and right. And it might not have paid off in the ways that you thought. Okay. All right. Now, let's go to Libra. Spirit, if you were a friend sitting down with Libra on the couch right now, what would you tell Libra? What advice would you give Libra for May? You have two cards coming out, and we have Temperance. So there's some restrictions on money, or you might be testing the waters of something. And you have judgment. So, you are having to make that judgment and finally, stop being this in and back and forth energy. You're going to have to make a judgment. Perhaps without a lot of information, this judgment is probably or could have to do with this Queen of Wands. This is the energy you're going to decide to be the Queen of Wands and get this wheel turning, get this cycle moving one way or another. All right. Because you're tired of these money restrictions here, for sure. All right. So something's been held up for you, and it's definitely created a burden. It's unbalanced your emotions, and you're ready to take on this Queen of Wands. Type of energy. Okay, and you're gonna get things done in May. Okay. And finally, Aquarius. What are the energies? What are the advice? What advice would you give an Aquarius spirit for the energies of May? What advice would you give Aquarius? What advice would you give Aquarius spirit? What guidance? Okay, we have two coming out, and we have the Seven of Wands reversed and the Knight of Swords. So, quick, decisive action. You're going to come in like gangbusters here. Again, to get this wheel turning. Yep. Because you've been frustrated, all right? There's a lot of frustration with this lack of movement. And so you might do something, you might create a situation or do something that's going to end a cycle like that, just like that, okay? It's going to bring in changes that are irreversible. All right, Aquarius, so those are your messages for May. Now, keep in mind, remember, this is a general May for the air signs. I'm going to have more coming, so definitely stay tuned for that. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.